Good Sunday morning to you all. At the time of this recording, it is Sunday morning in California. My name is Gijs Minderhout. This is the Sunday gathering of people with well-grounded intentions to make this world a better place. Winfrey will be here shortly. He's the gang leader with Terry Brown. Good morning to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
It's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, how are you, everybody?
Good morning, Don, and welcome back.
Thanks.
Thank you. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Good morning, Marilyn.
Two people at the same time. Is it Marilyn?
Marilyn and Flagstaff.
Hi, Marilyn and Flagstaff. Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
All right.
Bonnie.
Who else joined in? Say your name and location.
Good morning, it's Debbie from Costa Mesa.
Hello, Debbie.
Good morning, Heise.
We welcome you.
Thank you.
Right.
Good morning, everybody.
We got a Bonnie trying to get in there.
Yes.
I guess we had another person join in. Welcome, if you want to please say your name and location. And here's somebody else. Welcome, please say your name and location.
Carla in Okotoks, Alberta.
Hello, Carla. Welcome to the call.
Hi, hi. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. All right.
Okay. I forgot to change my clock. I called in an hour early.
I saw that, Don.
Yeah.
Back to winter time.
Yeah.
So to all those folks on BBS Radio, this is a simulcast with a conference call. As you can hear, we have a bunch of people on the phone line.
Now my clocks are right again.
All right. Good morning. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Good morning. It's Wynn.
Hello, Wynn. Good morning to you.
Hey, is that
Wynn? Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Good morning, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Good afternoon, Wynn.
Wynn, you sound good today.
Huh?
You sound good today.
Oh, you mean my spirit or my voice quality?
Your sound quality.
Oh, voice quality.
So far.
So far. I'm on Skype. Skype always seems to be better, you know?
Good morning. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Oh, hi, I'm Claire from Southern California.
Welcome to the call. Is it Claire?
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
This is Claire from Sedona.
Mr. Jim, welcome to the call.
Hi.
Great to have you.
Thank you.
Who else joined in? Welcome to the call. Please say name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Welcome back, Roger.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
I believe we had more people joining in here. Welcome. If you want to, please say your name and location. So,
I better go knock Terry, huh?
All right.
Hang on. I'll be right back.
Heise?
Yes, Jim.
You and everyone should know that this is my last conference call on Sunday from here with Wynn and Terry in Sedona. The next Saturday, I move to Mesa with my lady into her condo.
All right.
Say what?
So I'll still be coming to the calls, and of course, I'll be selling pendants for Wynn and Terry just as I am here, except I won't be under their roof. So.
Awesome.
And I love everyone, and when the winter comes, when the summer comes, it gets so hot in Mesa, you can watch chickens fry themselves on the pavement.
Yes, all right.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Well, both of Liz and I are very happy.
Awesome.
Because
awesome.
We're back to eating canned food again.
Now you're gonna have to charge for takeout, right, Jim?
That's what exactly.
And I told
Terry once a week I'll drive 3 hours each way just to make her a nice dinner.
Oh, right.
Well, which is not true, of course.
It's not true. You have to cook and meet them halfway.
That's it. Well, to do something like that, I'd either have to be very loyal or very insane.
Yeah.
Maybe a mix.
They call that meals on wheels.
Yeah.
Wheels on wheels, yes.
You know what the other name for it is? Farm wife.
What's that? Huh?
The other name for it is farm wife.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, good luck, Jim. I'm excited for you.
Thank you so much.
Bye. I believe we had a few more people join in here. If you want to, please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Terry.
Good morning, Terry. How are you doing?
Good. And I want to thank everybody that donated money. I really appreciate it. And it's been going towards our BBS cost.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And everyone that didn't donate money, you should feel really guilty.
Yeah, more, shame
more
on you.
More guilty? More guilty?
I got more guilty, Terry. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. All right. I think I'm not ready, and Terry's not ready, so we can start. Can we start?
Yay.
Yeah. Of course, even to say that we start.
Did you see my email, Ben?
Huh?
Did you see my email?
No.
Okay. Hey, another thing, we had several requests to start the grid healing at 11 to give us, the group time
I'm going to watch the time. It's even my own request, you know.
Did you get the recorder going?
Not yet. This is still before the call meeting.
Yeah, all right. We try not to.
All right.
The request to start the grid healing at 11 Pacific time, is that right?
Well, I didn't start a personal healing 11 Pacific, so that we have enough time for the grid healing at the end.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to mute the lines.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
You know the date, Wynn?
The date?
Hey, your phone dropped out.
November 1st. Can you hear me?
Am I Yeah. No, okay. You're good. You're good.
And I'm loud.
Here we go.
This conference is being recorded.
Good morning, everybody. This is November 1st, 11:06 a.m. in Arizona, but it's actually 10 a.m. everywhere else. And let me just check something
in
here.
In the Pacific.
All callers are unmuted.
How many of you forgot to change your clocks today?
I don't change mine.
I did.
You forgot.
I called in early. I called in an hour early.
We don't change ours either.
It's 12 o'clock here.
Mine changes automatically.
Yeah, so is mine every minute.
Terry, you know how many people of these voices we recognize? Is that amazing?
Quite a few. Oh, but of course.
That's what happens when you come into this call.
Can you imagine how many millions of people don't have a watch even, and they still change the time?
Mm-hmm. You know how many people don't have any time, and they still change watches?
Boo.
Yeah, boo.
Those are only rich ones.
Here we go.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
I've got to get my new Rolex, right? Okay. So every Sunday morning, I wake up and I say, What am I going to talk about? I don't have anything to talk about. Everybody knows everything. And I kept starting to think, of this old song by Curtis Mayfield, and I thought it was really appropriate. And then I went on YouTube and I found three awesome versions of it, and I said, which one shall I play? And I said, I'm going to play them all. And I thought that the song sounds like a spiritual, religious kind of song. But when I applied it to the work we do, I said it just is a perfect fit with just a few little adjustments. Because we're not religious in an official way. I mean, we don't follow a teaching. We don't have moral codes. We don't have entries and exits. In other words, if you're here and you connect, you're a member. And if you decide to go away, you're still a member. And if you come back, you're still a member. And if you're a total jerk and screw the lineup and we kick you off, you're still a member. So you know, there's no separation except that of what you would create. Not what we would create, but what you would create. And so that makes us different than a religion, okay? Of course, one good reason to be a religion is because there's huge tax breaks. So if we ever did it, that's probably why we did it. But otherwise, it screws people up because they think religions are going to tell them what to do and how to get to heaven. And in the highest truth, we all think there's somewhere to go. But the fact of the matter is, in the highest truth, we're already there. We are already here, and we're already there, because in the law of one, there's no here and there. There isn't. There's just, you are the center of the universe. You are the one infinite creator. You are the Elohim. You are the Ra. You are the negative. You are the Illuminati. It's all one. But even though you may be that, you may not want to express all of that, because many things that you do and express will lock you into a given timeline, and you'll be stuck there in that timeline because it's your free will choice to express that way. I mean, if you happen to be one of the secret cabal that's listening to us, and I'm sure we have a few, I mean, really listen closely, because it's you who are creating, being locked in a timeline. And even if your plans succeed, they're only going to succeed for a while. Even if everyone's a slave, do you know, you have to be a slave to your slave. That's your choice. You're choosing it. You're creating it. If you become the slave master, you're still a slave, because you're now in the timeline of the slaves. And if you want to move above that timeline, you have to engage in free will. And you have to engage in situations and circumstances and timelines which are above that timeline, because that's a locked-in timeline. You know, those people that are saying the whole earth is going to ascend and that everyone is going to move to a new level, I don't believe that could happen, because under all the things we understand, I've learned to understand, that free will is paramount. And there's too many people choosing lower timelines, choosing negative paths. And if they're choosing it, how can the universe force them to not choose it? They can only not choose it themselves. And they will only not choose it when they see the ramifications of their choice, when they really get it. Until they see the ramifications, they will keep choosing it. And so our job is not to necessarily try to convert them. There's nothing to be converted to. You might be able to inspire them. You can only inspire. Inspiring creates shift in other people. When they allow themselves to be inspired, when you see someone that's holding a different timeline than you, and you recognize it, and you say, what are they doing? How are they doing that? How come they're so happy? How come I'm miserable? Blah, 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 blah. So in any case, let me play, I actually decided I was going to play all three versions of this song. And I think in our normal hi-fi telephone thing, where we don't get good audio, but we really get good vibrations of the song, listen to these lyrics. You're going to listen to them three times and let yourself go on the flow of, and listen to the performers. Every one of them, every one of these performers gets into such beautiful passion as they say the lyrics. Let me tell you who's, well, I'm not going to tell you. Well, this is Al Green. I sent the links to all the YouTubes where I found these today on the email, so you can go back and listen to them. Not very hard to translate them. And because many of you have noticed that when you come on these calls, there's a time shift. And when there's a time shift, things happen. The energy changes. You know, we've been doing this for years. And those of you that have been around for a long time have watched the calls change, have watched the energy on the calls change. Because the illusion is that I'm creating the energy. That's an illusion. But I'm not. I'm showing up. And we have these two groups sold. We've had a number of calls where I have put together all kinds of things indicative that these two group souls were connected to Jesus, and that when they show up, there's a time shift, and they're not doing it. You know, they're not doing it, but we are doing it. It has to start with an intent somewhere, and that those of you that come to the calls regularly have grown to learn and realize that you are part of the creation of being on the call. Not me, not Terry, not the Elohim, not the rock group, but you. You and us are the initiators of the energy. And how did we do that? I don't even know. It's not linear. It doesn't make sense in a logical way. But I'll talk about it. It does fit into many things Jesus said, like when two or more are gathered, I am also present. And that each of you is a part of all that is. But you're all different parts. And so we're not glommed together. We're individuated. We're moving through this realm as individuated, sovereign beings. And we hold our own soul energy, and it's kind of our computer, and it's our soul is our link if we learn how to use it. And when we come together under a spiritual intent, or an intent to reach higher, there's something alchemical that happens with our energies, because our energies start to coalesce, they start to combine, and that the different parts of the whole, as we're the different parts, start to create a new energy by their combination. And that new energy is more powerful than our individual energies. And suddenly we can use our intent, which is what we do every Sunday, to move that energy, to guide that energy, to send it places. Because the world is being created as a subset of these higher energies. It keeps downloading down, right from source, right down into the physical. And so we start to access higher aspects of ourselves. And then we start to experience it, and things shift. Things shift in our lives. Miracles happen. And it all makes sense. It seems to me it's probably somewhat comparable to the things Jesus did. And said himself that these things I do, you too can do, and much more. I don't know if Terry Friedman's on the line. This would be a good time for him to say something. Is Terry on the line? Guys? You see Terry? Maybe not. Okay. So, you know, you can learn how to do in your mind. You can't think how to do this because it's nonlinear. But the more we participate in it, the more we learn. We learn not from mental thought, but through participation. And that we move into higher timelines. Now, I like to use the word timelines instead of dimensions, but they're fairly interchangeable. But I think that there's a better feeling for it, for me, with the word timelines, because we all understand that we're trapped in it. We are trapped in time of this dimension. And when we our timeline, we start to untrap ourselves. And if you observe these calls, if you observe your life, you can start to of how this works. I mean, everybody, every human knows the experience that sometimes time moves fast, moves slower. When we have a good time, times are moving faster. When we're in a spiritual coming together, like on these calls, time moves faster. You know it moves faster. Those of you that are getting it, you get on the call, and it's like 2 hours, and 2 hours really can seem like a long time when you think about it. And then you jump on the call, no matter how you're feeling beforehand. And this is for most of you, those of you that have learned to attune to the frequencies. And if you're not having that experience, keep coming back because it rubs off. But the time moves faster on the call. And how does that work? How is it that 2 hours just passes so quickly? And it's because we got on the train. It's like a train. But it's not a physical train. It's what's the word? Because it sounds like it's spiritual, and then you think you know what it is. It's some kind of new energy construct that we are participating, that we experience a shift in time. And suddenly, for a moment, we are lifted above all the problems of the world, all the problems of our own lives. We'll come back, don't worry, but above them. And we're creating a separate energy construct, a train. It's moving at a different than normal 3D. And then the more we can hold the space of that new speed, that new timeline, the more we can recreate and change the timelines, the obstacles. And this works in a small way, and it works in a big way. And when I say it works in a small way, it works in your own life. It works in shifting things in your own life. And in a big way, if enough people on this planet, it can shift the planet. It can change so many of the projected. I've used the word in the past, it's a word that says, what's going to happen in the future? Everyone wants to know what the future is going to bring. Are we going to do this? Are we going to have an earthquake? You know, Terry keeps track of this one guy, his name is Dutch Sense, I think, she can tell you, who has his way of trying to predict earthquakes. And he seems to be quite successful. She's been tracking him for a while. Terry, what's his website? Dutch Sense?
Dutch Sense. D-U-T.
C-H-S-E.
S-E-N-S-E, I believe. His name is Michael. His name is Michael Janich. And he has been following the earthquakes. He will put them, he'll look at Google Earth, and there is a website that he goes to that has all the earthquakes for the larger earthquakes for the week or the day projected on it. And it's got circles. The bigger the circles, the bigger the earthquake. And the deeper the earthquake, the higher the projection on the Earth.
And how does he predict the earthquakes? He's not psychic.
He's not psychic.
He's got all these indicators. He looks for energy waves.
The Earth has moved deep, very deep, then you can look on either side of that area for earthquakes because it's taking compensating for that deep movement. So on either area, on either side around that area of the deep earthquake, then you look where there's and no earthquakes, and that's subject to movement because it needs to catch up, and it's shallower and smaller earthquakes than a deeper earthquake. So he's been predicting earthquakes like the Pakistani area earthquake 7.5 recently. He was indicating that there would likely be an earthquake there because it hadn't moved in a while. And now a new thing has started to happen, and that's he predicted there was in three areas subject to earthquakes based on the fact that they hadn't moved in a while. One was the Juan de Fuca trench off of the Pacific Northwest. And
you know, Terry, you know what? Yeah. I don't want to go into all the earthquake predictions that he did. I want to make a point, okay?
Okay, let me finish. I'll bring it to a quick close here.
Yeah.
Quite a few of his predictions for a large earthquake turned into about a swarm of smaller earthquakes recently. And
that's the point I wanted to make.
Yeah. That's where I was going.
That, you know, every Sunday we put in the light that any earthquakes be small releases rather than large things. And this guy has predicted these large earthquakes, and when Terry checked it out, the large earthquake didn't happen, but a small swarm of earthquakes happened. And it's just what we've asked for. Now,
yes.
maybe this is an example of how when you rise in timelines, you cause things to change in the lower timelines. And this is true for you in your life. When you have these insurmountable obstacles or diseases or issues, whatever, you have to, you know, I looked up a bunch of quotes from Einstein, and believe it or not, Einstein really understood all this stuff that I'm talking about right now. Like, for example, here's Einstein. When you are courting a nice girl, an hour seems like a second. But when you sit on a red-hot cinder, a second seems like an hour. That's relativity, okay? Okay? So then another one here. We cannot solve our problems with the same thinking we used when we created them. In other words, you have to go above your problem with it, okay? He's really smart, really wise, okay? Strive not to be a success, but rather strive to be of value. You see, when you're really, truly of value, you change the timelines. I know that we're of value on these calls to you. I know that. And we get so much feedback. I didn't know we wouldn't before we started doing them. I didn't even know if it would work. I didn't even know where it would go. It's like I remember when I was writing lots of songs, there was this process where I didn't like think, I'm going to write a song about this, and then I start thinking, enough in my mind. I would write a sentence down on a page, and then I'd write another sentence. And then those two sentences would create a third sentence. And by the time I was finished, I said, I would look at it and say, how did I do that? Because it made perfect, total congruency. Everything led to the next, and it was way smarter than me. I mean, I couldn't have created it linearly. I just wrote, and I think artistic people know this process. You don't know how it's going to end. Now, maybe some people can do that. Maybe they can do it all in their mind and then know how it ends. But the artistic people in general, they start painting, and one thing leads to the next, and before you know it, you have a beautiful painting. Or one line leads to the next, and then you have a beautiful song. And we go on these Sunday calls, or even all our calls to some extent or another. But the Sunday call in particular, you know, it's like, I don't know what I'm going to say. I don't know how it's going to come out. But we start out, and I do one thing, and it leads to the next, and to the next, and to the next. And if you can do this in life, if you can do it, it starts to open pathways to things that you didn't believe could happen. But you have to take the first step. And you have to go non-linear. And I know lots of people are stuck. They feel stuck. I want to mention is that I do know that when you find a group of people, or even one true good friend, or one true good relationship, you start to change your timelines. But not easy to find that, is it? You can look. And some of you don't know this, but we've created ways to help you do that. And this is where, you know, you can use your free will to make a choice to see if this will work for you. I've learned that every time you create a connection with another person which has the aim of having and accessing a higher timeline, of getting on this train, and not just the relationship of a world relationship. What are worldly relationships? We all have relationships, 3D relationships, which I give something to you and you give something back to me and I give to you, and because we fulfill our needs. In other words, I'll earn money and you give me sex, or I'll give you a job and then I'll pay you and you'll get paid. So there's not, the world functions on those kinds of relationships. And not that they're not wrong, but if you really want to get on a faster track, you need to start having relationships with people that also want to get on a faster track. Because then the intent is shared that the purpose of our relationship is not for some worldly exchange, but to get on a faster time track. And, you know, another person in your life to say, let's call in the light, and they can do it, then that automatically starts a new way of, you know, connecting relationships with another person. So since that's hard for most people to find, not impossible, and some of you do it, but it's hard because so many people are not on that path, we have a program called Team Shift, where Edna, we've been doing this for a few years or longer, this kind of background program where Edna Ossenbach volunteered to help, and now Colleen is helping, and other people are helping to put little phone meetings together of small groups of people that meet once a day. And what they do is they get to know each other. They call it in the light, and they put things in the light. And the idea is that you don't need me and Terry to bring the energy in. Terry, you're making clicky sounds.
Oh, I'm not.
You're not?
No.
Oh, my God. Maybe it's hives. Okay, well, in any case, You know, for many people, team shift has been a way to daily call in the light. And you don't have to come in on it. It's freewheeling. It's not under a lot of structure, okay? It's like a group can decide to do this, decide to do that. You can decide, I don't fit into this group. Can I get another group? But if you want to do something that might help create your own direct relationships with other people, not just being an audience like you are on the calls, but where you can independently feel like you are known, and it can really help shift patterns in your life. And, you know, there's, let's see if I can find this.
When it's 11.
Yeah. You know what, I'm just going to read, where is it? I'm gonna start in part two of the call in 2 minutes. But in any case, anyone that's interested in Team Shift, send me your email. I'll send it to Edna, and we're going to start getting it underway. You know, the trick is to figure out how to expand it. So if there's a lot, we're not charging for it, but give a donation because it helps. Because there's a lot of things. The more free I are, these things to happen and put the time in to make them happen instead of putting time in on the 3D making money level. So just send me an email and I'll forward it to Edna to say I'm interested in Team Shift. And then it'll work from there. And if nothing happens, email me again. It's been very successful. To the people who worked with it. I'll read it on another day from Jay Wilder. I think he's there. I'll have him just live. He has had so many benefits from participating in team.
When your Skype is acting up, you might want to call in.
My Skype is acting up.
Oh, it's been for a long time already, like two times a minute, that it kind of like fades and it sounds very hard.
Sorry about that. All right,
another thought, maybe, Wynn. What if we do the grid healing first? Let us swap the grid healing around with the personal healing. Let us do the personal at the end.
When I do the personal, let me just tell you, this is non-linear. But when people listen, people get more grounded, and then they're able to contribute more to the grid healing. The grid healing doesn't necessarily work directly on the person. It's where the person gives of themselves to the higher good. And sometimes people come to these calls, and the more balanced they are, you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't really understand. I'm just a little bit concerned with this planet we're living on. Sometimes, you know,
right,
we don't.
But you know what, we'll start early. And, you know, okay. In general, you know, people are hitting the ground running far more quickly than they used to on our call.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we will eventually spend way more time doing the healing part. Okay, I'm calling on my other line, and we'll see how this works. Hang on.
Thank you all very much for being here, for holding the energy, also on BBS Radio. It's a blessing.
Okay, guys.
Yes.
Now you hear two of them.
Yeah, hold on. Let me mute your Skype. This one. Okay, go ahead.
Testing 1, 2.
Yes, sounds great.
This is not as good as the Skype, is it?
It is. Right now it is.
Right now it is?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, just turn my Skype off.
I did mute you already on the console.
Okay. Well, I just... Can you hear me?
Yes.
No, it's very staticky.
There's always one, Morgan, okay?
I'm sorry, I can hear correctly. What can I tell you?
I hear Wynn loud and clear.
Morgan, in this case, I have a feeling it's your phone, okay? I think so.
As you wish.
I mean, sometimes it's my phone, but I think this is your phone. So, hang on. Say what? I'm hearing an echo here. Let me just hang up some Skype completely.
If snow had a sound, it sounds like that.
Is this better now?
No, not for me.
But for me, it sounds loud and clear.
Yeah, does high
what
sound
can
loud
I tell
and clear?
You?
How about Terry Brown?
Continue. I don't want to interfere with this. You're doing very well, so continue on. I can work around it.
You already interfered.
I thought I was helping. I'm sorry.
No, you are. You're trying anyway.
Thank you. Well, I'm going to mute.
Sometimes
before,
I don't know.
Before it was going to that really...
I know what you're talking about. I know. It sounds like...
Now it's not.
Like, I go into a digital sound. Where,
yes.
Right.
But you hear Wynn clear now, Terry?
Yes.
Okay.
So, okay.
Hallelujah.
All right. So let's move into the personal healing here. And we just look at our bodies right now. Notice your body. Be aware of your body. And feel inside your body. Just imagine you can feel it. Put your attention on your chest. On your stomach, on your legs, on your heart, your brain, feel your brain. And now, look at the energy that's coming into your body from outside your body, from the top of your head, from your higher chakra. And we can see there's an energy. We can't see it. We can imagine. We've learned to know that it's there on these calls. There's an energy that flows through the universe that all activates all life. And all life includes us. And it goes through the universe into your soul. It is your soul. It forms itself to be your soul. You're not separate from it. You're a creation of it. And then it moves through the top of your head and through your head and through your heart and through your body, and then it moves in to the center of the earth. And we look at this energy as external to ourselves, but in fact, it is us. We are that energy, and that energy then concentrates itself in ways that I don't think we'll ever fully understand, but it turns into what appears solid. It turns into your body. Your body is a creation of that energy. And it's constantly being recreated by that energy. And then it hits the filters that you have in place. You have filters in your body. And the filters could be looked at as hurt and trauma and memory. Because you have been creating yourself for millennia. And you have refined that energy to be who you are right now. And the challenge is, can you recreate yourself? Or can you allow this energy to recreate you with your intent? Every moment is a new moment of creation. There is no time. There is just strings of moments put together. And there is only, always, forevermore. In fact, there's no forevermore because there is only now. And then now fractals itself into what we perceive as time, space, and us, our individuation. And I want you to let this energy move through you and be open to recreation. You know, the Jesus terminology for this is born again, right? That's it. Born again. Because in this moment, you can be recreated. It's not so easy because you have these patterns that are been around forever, for eternity, for thousands of years, millions of years. And now, you're going to be open to the idea of recreating yourself. So take a look in your body where it's blocked, where the energy is stuck, and say, okay, I want to surround that area with this energy. I want to release this disease. I want to release this illness. I want to release this hurt. I want to release this shame. I want to forgive myself for all my trespasses, for all the things that I have done in all my lifetimes that violated the law of one, that I took advantage of someone else. I hurt someone else. Someone else took advantage of me. Someone hurt me. I want to forgive them. I forgive them. You're forgiving them so you can be born again, because otherwise it's stuck in there and it blocks the energy. So let it go. Let it go into this field. This field of energy that comes from source, that comes from heaven. That you don't have to understand it. It's just there. It's around you. You could call it the Holy Spirit. Let all of the dark stuff go. It'll come back. Don't worry. Let's just let it go right now. You can't, it's very hard to clear it all, like, boom, boom, because it's patterns. But let it go now. Get the feeling of how it feels to be gone. Believe in miracles. Believe that when you have the faith to just keep trying this, that when you can hold the space of a higher timeline, you can recreate the space of a lower timeline, remembering that you're honoring free will. You're not. We're not here to change service to self. We're not here to fix the world of the dark, because people want that. We are here to set up a new energy in this realm that serves the people that are attracted to it, that want to shift, that want to change their patterns, that want to be of service, that want to honor the law of one, that want to make a contribution to life, other than just making a contribution to self, that want to understand how love works. And you're part of that, and you can do it. And utilize some of the tools we're providing if you're stuck. You know, last week when I came in on the call, I told everybody, I don't feel like being here today. I didn't try to mock it up and say, make pretend that wasn't true, because you're part of my team shift group. It was okay for me to come to do that. Then I played a couple of my songs to help myself, help get the energy going. And you know what? People emailed me and said, Wynn, that was a great call. And it wasn't very long that I was into the energy of it and was moving. But you know what? We're friends. It was okay for me not to be perfect. It was okay for me to show weakness. And that is one of the things that happens on team shift, that people can be who they are and show weakness. And by showing weakness, it brings in energy of support from other people, and it helps your healing process. It helps it. It makes it work. So take advantage of it. I'm probably going to overload Edna now, but she'll work it out, okay? And I want you all to look down on the parts of yourself that need healing, that need, that you're working on. Look down on with intent. See the light coming from a higher timeline, shining on the more difficult aspects that you're going through. And see them shift and change. See the people who are difficult problems in your life. And see them shift and change. See yourself as an agent of radiance and healing in this realm. And that you're so strong that when you're around other people, they feel it. You don't have to convert them. They don't have to believe what you believe, but the right people will feel the energy. And you can do it. You can be an agent of change on this planet. And let's see here. We have our healing list. We have Tamara in Fresno. And difficulty finding employment, which has created financial distress in my life. One thing is take moments every day where you're not just thinking, I don't have any money, I don't have any money. This becomes a mantra, I don't have any money. Take a moment and forget that you don't have any money and do something like take a walk or sit in Starbucks and read the newspaper. Lift yourself out of that mantra so that you can approach things freshly, because it's very hard to pull something in when you are at the low end of your finances, okay?
in Verona. Love light to Wynn, Terry, and Rahan, and everyone else on the call. I love you all. Love light to family and friends on the other side. Love light to David, Jackie, Brian, and Travis. Love light to my sons, Alan and Evan. Love light and success to Scott and Phoenix Unlimited. Healing for Evan, who fractured his left ankle last week. Healing for my arthritis. Release from my inflammation and swelling, which is causing permanent damage. Love light to Mother Earth and all her inhabitants. And Nobani, I'm amazed by people that are drinking our ozonated water, are having situations like yours disappear. I don't know if it'll work for you, but sooner or later we'll be sharing some of the testimonials from people. Michael in Camino, yes, for healing from my friend Howard in Nevada, and help with the burns to the skin and the pain. Another thing that ozone would work for you, bag somebody's burns and put the ozone tube in it. And look it up. Look up ozone and wounds, and you'll see it's like excellent for healing wounds, fast, difficult to heal wounds. And I ask for healing from my friend Rainer in Colorado for all of his injuries. Much thanks for all your help for giving us part. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Michael. And we have here, let's see, Kay in Albuquerque. Provide guidance today on what action I need to take regarding financial income organizing and eliminating possessions and how to be of service to others. Thank you. And divine guidance today on what to do to restore all of my cats to perfect health in the next few weeks. My intention is to receive an answer. Divine guidance on how to restore myself to perfect health in the next few weeks. I'd like to receive an answer to this question. Thank you. I'm grateful. And, you know, I thought we talked a lot about that today. Okay, Don in San Antonio, Texas. My sister-in-law's husband, Thomas Barker, needs some serious surgery, some bleeding in the brain from a fall. Hope he has a fighting chance to be as normal as possible. His recovery is going slowly in Broadway Plaza Rehab Center, Fort Worth, Texas, still on feeding tubes after a month after his surgery. Any prayers will be of help. Thank you all for any assistance. And Don, thank you for bringing him up to this call. And work on the energy yourself as well. You know, the sources work through you. It's not magic. It's not like, you know, voila, heal this, heal that. I wish it was, but it's not. It's like they work through you, and you're like the transmitter of the energy to the person because you have the connection to the person. And so spend some moments silently praying for them or intending for them or connecting with them and feel their energy and feel it right now. Marilyn in Pennsylvania. I want to put my neighbors, Sophia and Olivia, in the light and ask they become aware of their actions that are causing discomfort and problems to others. Maybe become more respectful and considerate. I want to put our heart healing meditation for Dr. Friedman in the light. May all our intentions be fulfilled. And I want to put my niece Sherry in the light. And I will reiterate, you know, prayers for Terry Friedman and the healing team. Rosia in Toronto. And Please continue to not realize his injury. Left knee, right wrist, swollen fingers, and frozen muscle. So I can lose trauma. Please continue to send out positive energy to my deceased mom so she may contact me in a dream. You know what? Why don't you just ask? So my suggestion is that she may contact me in a dream if she wants to, okay? So you're not, you know, demanding to her, violating her free will, that she should do that, okay? Make the space be comfortable and loving so she wants to connect. Send out love and healing energy to everyone on this call and to Mother Earth. With you. And then we have here Rick in Iowa City. For his Facebook friend, Cassandra, Cincinnati, Ohio. Love and light upon our court hearing on November 4th, and that all truth will be shown. Thank you for the high stuff. Another one from Rick. Okay. And then we have here Corella Poet. I am sending the two plus developing to work with and guide my sister Sharon, who just joined them this morning on the other side. So 2 minutes for just the path. Okay. And then we have Corella again. Please ask your phone in group audience for a healing prayer. Oh, I guess she's talking about her sister. Okay? And she sent that one before she passed. Debo Yega in Nigeria. And of course, if you don't, if you guys don't know this, if you're from Nigeria, you have to love Oprah Sue. Praying for improvement in my finances. And one R, DC area. Ask my intentions for miraculous healing for Dr. Terry and everyone else who's asking. Also, please continue to help me find income, housing, a car, and my lost cat, Leo. Thank you. I just going to mention that we have a cat communicator on our line, and I think our worst nightmare is finding lost pets. Leaf in Arizona. Put my daughter and myself in the light for energy balance and peace. Thank you. I was rushing me along there. Bonnie in Corona. I only got 2 more minutes to finish this. Okay. Love, light, and blessings to Lynn, Terry, Rahan, and everyone else on the call. And blessings to family and friends on the other side, to my sons, Alan and Evan, my brother David and Jackie, Brian and Travis. Love, light to Shelley, who is relocating to be with her family, and her stepmom, Jeanette, who passed recently. And healing from my rheumatoid arthritis.
When we're going into last healings, how about if you share the story from the lost cat?
No, I don't want to share the story from the lost cat. I'm going to just go through the healing. We got about 4 more people.
We were in last week, Devin.
What's that?
We were in last week's postings.
We did last week. Oh.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
And I'm never trying to rush you in.
Okay.
I'm just pointing a finger.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for letting me know. All right. Okay, so people last week got a double, right? And now let's go move right on to hear from our sources. By the way, just before we do that, I just want to say special love to Carla on the other side, and to Don if he's there, and if Carla's tuning in, if she wants to say anything, she can. Of course, she can always can, but I know when we tune in to her, and for those of you who are not aware of who Carla was, she is the original channel for the Law of One material in the 1980s, the raw material, and she played a big part in my growth and my learning about channeling and spirit, and she is probably responsible for touching the lives of hundreds of thousands and maybe millions of people through her work. And she honored us with her presence on these calls for 4 or 5 years. On her Sunday call, she was my co-host. And then she passed in May, and 5 or 6 times she showed up on the call and greeted us. And but I said, can we do a whole call and talk to you? And she said, I don't like to make the message. I'm busy with Don. I'll fit it in when I can, which is fine with me because I probably would say the same thing if I was there. So let's call in the light, Father, Mother, God, and we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted to the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxy, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our soul. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now and turn it over to our sources, to Terry.
We greet you in the website of the one infinite creator. We move into the space of the third density. And as we look at the callers who are listening, we see that their focus of their matrix is within the third density. And they have a much larger matrix than just the third density. You all extend into the upper realm, and it is merely a shift of focus that can bring you into the higher realm and also to see where we extend. But it is all a part of you and a part of your matrix. And it depends upon where you focus. You can focus down. You can focus little. You can focus big. You can focus bigger than the earth. You have all those abilities. And we see that where you focus makes a big difference. When you focus in to the box within where your problems are, you get a magnification because your attention is on those problems. You get a magnification of the problems. Now, the problems are of a dual nature. One is that there is something you want corrected. So there's two elements. you want it corrected, it is not corrected. And these push against each other in a push-pull and create a barrier, create a resistance, create a lack. When you are able to let go, for instance, you need a home right away. You find a home right away, you're able to let go of the lack that says, I don't have a home. And you now have a home. And the problem is able to dissipate. But until you move out, or one way to handle this is to move out of the locked area and to move into situations in your mind where there is a home. There is a home available for you now. And seeking situations which would resolve that can take you outside of the locked area, which we could also call the box within which your energies are locked up, and you need to step out of that box, and then it can begin to resolve first in the larger matrix, in your larger matrix, in your thought matrix, and then move into the reality of the Earth matrix. We see what you have put into the light, and we move through these too fast to even reiterate the creates body problems. We take a moment and move healing. Howard, it has been a while since she received these burns, and they are locked us. We see any complexities. We see the difficulty she has in confronting the pain and the desire to move to a realm where the pain does not exist. We send a light for healing, putting your attention on the area of the difficulty of the hurt increases the feeling of pain, as the pain is a symptom that there are things that are starting to reach that, and it is painful at times and painful to confront. So one can tend to want to take drugs to move them out of the area of confrontation. We see the situation with the lost cat and the need of a home. And we see that there's a home waiting for you out there. It takes finding it. We see that there's an income waiting for our friend in Nigeria. It takes finding it, but it takes careful looking for it so that you find a solid opportunity among friends that you can trust. So do not forget to evaluate it from all standpoints. We send the fight to Bonnie for her arthritis. And she's a moment. Sometimes we talk slowly as we are in the location that we are speaking of, sending, giving, imparting healing frequencies. Sometimes we utilize grace, which can unlock a lot of geometry. Sometimes we use love light frequencies, which can displace areas of locked up pain. We hesitate because we are so thankful for the opportunity to connect, yet we are there. We leave, but we do not leave. We are still there. And we thank you for the sacred opportunity to connect.
Thank you. Let us do our planetary healing. You know what? We're starting nice and early for 17 minutes. And right now, let us intend to join our energy, to contribute your energy, your soul energy, to this group energy that we are creating by our intention. We're creating it. And you have to choose, say it's okay. And when you do this, you are doing it out of your sovereign free will, and there is no binding. It's just a temporary coming together. Because when we do that, we are more powerful than we are individual. When we go back to being our individual self, our individual experience. And so, we can feel each other. Right now, if you feel the vibe around you, if you feel that, and you notice it's not me. If I stop talking, the energy is there. I'm helping to catalyze it, and I'm helping to create the visualization. But I'm not doing it. It's there in the space. And if we were in a room doing meditation, then we would be in the space and we could hold it for a long time. We could hold it for a long time on the call without talking. But we want to take advantage of not just holding the space, but catalyzing positive shifts on our planet. If you want to put your hands up, so your palms are facing away from your body and perpendicular to the earth, you might be able to feel this energy. We are linking to here on earth with each other. And we can send this energy up through the top of our head, or we receive it down through the top of our head, whichever way you want to look at it. And we can see it's coming from source, from Elohim, coming from Ra, coming from all the positive angelic service to feel that energy come in to the top of our heads. And some of you can feel a band of light around the top of your head. It goes around through your third eye, around through the back of your neck and your back. But the concentric spiral of light is descended upon you. And we can say hello to all our celestial friends that are riding on that stream of light. And then we move this energy down through our body, as we did earlier, to our feet, and we connect with the earth. And we send the energy down through us to the earth. And we tell the earth, we love her. The earth is very grateful to know that someone cares, because the earth has endured a lot of pain, as I understand it. The earth is alive. It has a consciousness. It's aware of us. It's aware of humanity. It's been hurt tremendously by wars, by fracking, by all kinds of stuff. And the earth is usually disregarded when plans are being made. So we are giving the earth regards. And we surround our planet. We have this light that we are all producing as a group, and we surround our entire planet with it. We hold Earth through the loving of this radiance. And we touch all those people that are wanderers, starseeds, who are reaching for higher connection, or we're enhancing the higher connections we've already made. Send this energy to all those people who are going to church, who are spiritual, who are praying for the planet. Send this energy to the dolphins and the whales. All the animals in the sea and all the animals on the land. We send this energy to all those potential earthquakes on planet Earth. And we ask that all of the faults be surrounded in that light, and that any energy that's released in small doses and away from population centers. And while we're circling the earth, we ask gentle rain wherever there's drought. Gentle and sustaining rain over time. We send this energy to all those political centers, capital, leaders, and ask for the qualities of compassion, empathy, and care. We ask for the energy energy of healing.
Terry, will you check on Wynn?
Yes.
It will just hold the energy.
All right. I'll be right back.
All right. I'm back. We asked for the energy of healing. Terry, did I do the Ring of Fire?
Oh.
Okay, so let's start on South America, the Ring of Fire, the land masses surrounding the Pacific Ocean, which is the most volatile earthquake area on the planet. And you know, what we're doing is just what we were doing to ourselves. Like we're doing energy in our own body and bringing the energy into our body. And the earth is a body, and the earth has places where the energy sets up. So we're working on the energy of the earth, and we're sharing our energy with the energies of the earth. And so we move through the Ring of Fire, we go to South America, and we just see the map of South America, and we go like kind of a laser up the coast through Chile, Peru, Ecuador, Colombia, and we see our energy penetrating below the surface of the earth, through the earth's crust, into those tectonic plates, and helping dissipate the energy, and asking that any releases be gradual and away from population. And so we go up through Central America, through Panama, through Costa Rica, through Nicaragua, through Honduras, through El Salvador, through Guatemala. And then we go to Mexico. Go up the west coast of Mexico. Since we're not rushing this, I'm looking at the map. I guess the cities on the coast of Mexico are one, Acapulco, sure. And that doesn't show it. And so, just looking at the map, and we'll go to Baja California, energy down to Baja into California and San Diego. And we just see San Diego and penetrate through the crust around the earthquake fault, up coast and all points in between, through northern San Diego area, through Carlsbad, Encinitas, through Orange County, through San Clemente, through all of Orange County to Long Beach, up through to the Redondo Beach area, to Los Angeles, and Alyssa and Byron.